Hello and welcome to episode number 18 and a bit of a bonus episode. So it's going to be a little bit shorter than usual. And all we're going to do is talk about cheat meals, inverted commas, or treat meals. Now, as people who know me will know that I am a firm believer that there are no bad foods. And I'm going to prove that here in some wacky roundabout way in a very short podcast blast. Now, I saw someone the other day and they said to me, if I have alcohol, chocolate and pizza all in one night, I've been really bad and I have absolutely ruined everything. I stopped him in the tracks and I was like, maybe. But we are going to flip that on its head right now. So the way you can look at this is we'll start with the chocolate. Now, chocolate comes from cocoa. Now, obviously, the higher percentage cocoa, the in theory, the better the chocolate is for you. And it's important here to notice the difference between like a good dark chocolate and your dairy milk chocolate with caramel all over it. However, taken away from the point here a little bit. Now, look at that chocolate, digest it, take it back to what it is. It is cocoa. Now, there have been health benefits shown from cocoa, which is why the dark chocolate has been seen as a good food. And if you track back chocolate far enough, cocoa comes from cocoa bean, which is the seed of a fruit, and it has been shown to have like a natural plant nutrient known as flavanol, and that's been shown to increase insulin sensitivity. What that means is it helps your body manage carbohydrates better in the simple form. So yes, you've had a chocolate, but let's flip it around on itself. You have now had something that is going to improve your insulin sensitivity. Point number one. Moving on to point number two then. Alcohol. Had a glass of red wine. Now, let's track this back. We all know there could be bad choices there, but track back wine all the way back down. And red wine, as most people have heard, probably won't know why, has been shown in health that it can be a positive. And if you, basically red wine contains a substance, which name escapes me, I will come back to that in a minute, because the name has gone from it. However, what it does, it is, it's been known to be an anti-inflammatory, and has antiviral properties in it. So, track that all the way back. Yes, you've had alcohol, but again, we have found a positive in that red wine that you have drunk. So far, we've gone through chocolate. We've tracked that back. We've now seen that that has come up with some insulin sensitivity helpers, if you like. We've now tracked back our red wine, and that has come back with some anti-inflammatory and antiviral properties. And the substance is called resveratrol or something like that. It's something like that. I can't actually remember it. I should find out. I'll put it in the notes. You can tell this is very much off the cuff really quickly, can't you? And lastly, this person got up, had a pizza. Now, we all know that pizzas generally are not in the good books. However, if you had a pizza and then you then wake up the next morning and you go for a run, what could you argue you have done? You have just carb loaded for your run. We all know that pizzas sort of come in bad, topping dependent, all that sort of thing. They come quite high in calories and quite high in carbs with the pizza base and all that sort of thing. But if you eat that, go for a run the next morning, you're basically carb loaded So we found the positive in the pizza. So what I've just done there and then is flip chocolate, wine and a pizza on its head and found the positives. Now, what I'm not telling you to do is to go and have that every night. But what I am trying to get into you is there are no bad foods. Apart from trans fats and stuff like that, hydrogenated fats and that sort of thing. You will be able to see the good in everything, if you like. You'll be able to find the positive in every food. There are no bad foods. As long as you can track them, keep in your calories, keep them in your macro calculations, whatever diet, inverted commas, you are following, you will be able to find the positive in everything you've eaten. So, do not beat yourself up. Do not throw it all away. There is a positive in every bit of food. Right, I'm going to hold it down on my bonus episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Short and sharp. Let me know what you thought.